This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The United States is rolling out more sanctions after recent North Korean missile tests. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
The United States is imposing new sanctions following North Korea's recent intercontinental ballistic missile tests. The U.S. Treasury Department announced restrictions Friday against three Russian-based entities involved in ongoing development of North Korea's military capabilities. The companies are Apollon, ZLM, and RK Breitz. Additionally, two individuals, Apollon Director Alexander Andreevich Gayevoy and ZLM Director Alexander Alexandrovich Chasovnikov, who also controls RK Breitz, will also be sanctioned. The Treasury Department noted a March 4th ballistic missile launch in announcing the sanctions. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The U.S. State Department says the current talks on returning to the international Iran nuclear deal are complex, but there is hope. At a news conference, State Department spokesman Ned Price said the hardest issues are the ones that remain, but he thinks a return to compliance is possible. The EU said earlier Friday that the talks it is chairing on the revival of the 2015 Iran nuclear accord must be paused days after fresh demands from Russia complicated the negotiations. EU foreign policy chief Josep Borrell tweeted a pause in the Vienna talks is needed due to external factors. He added, a final text is essentially ready and on the table. The current round of negotiations started in late November between Britain, China, France, Germany, Iran, and Russia, with the U.S. taking part indirectly. The aim was to revive the 2015 Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, which began unraveling when former U.S. President Donald Trump withdrew from the deal in 2018. From Washington, this is VOA News. The United States on Friday imposed sanctions on Russian billionaires Viktor Vekselberg and three family members of President Vladimir Putin's spokesperson, as well as lawmakers, in the latest punishment for Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. Russia has been hit by a slew of measures since launching its February 24th invasion. It's the biggest attack on a European state since 1945, which Moscow says is a special operation to disarm its neighbor and dislodge leaders it calls neo-Nazis. Those hit by Friday's sanctions include 10 people on the board of VTB Bank, the second largest lender in Russia, and 12 members of the Duma, that's Russia's lower house of parliament, this all according to the U.S. Treasury Department in a statement on Friday. Texas's highest court has ruled against clinics that were hoping to stop what's become the nation's most restrictive law against abortion. AP correspondent Jennifer King has that story.
The all-Republican Texas Supreme Court has ruled that Whole Women's Health versus Jackson cannot proceed, effectively ending a legal path forward for abortion clinics trying to challenge a state law known as Senate Bill 8. Pro-choice advocates had hoped that clinics would be able to sue state licensing officials over their role, but the court ruled that the Texas Medical Board and others don't have the enforcement authority to revoke licenses for violations of the law, leaving no defendants for the suit. Texas Right to Life spokeswoman Kimberly Schwartz applauded the ruling, saying they are grateful that the Texas Heartbeat Act will continue saving thousands of lives. The U.S. Supreme Court has twice declined to stop the law. SB 8 bans abortions after roughly 6 weeks of pregnancy and makes no exceptions in cases of rape or incest. I'm Jennifer King.
Several congressional Democrats are warning that the proposed combination of Frontier Airlines and Spirit Airlines would reduce competition among low-cost air carriers and drive up fares during a time of inflation. The U.S. lawmakers said previous mergers have hurt consumers and workers, and if Frontier and Spirit ever drop their budget carrier business model, the industry would lose an important check on prices. Senators Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, along with Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and five others, urged Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg and the head of the Justice Department's Antitrust Division to review the merger closely for potential violations of antitrust law and consider acting to stop it. The federal agencies declined to comment Friday beyond saying they had received the letter. And Britain's Buckingham Palace announced that Queen Elizabeth will not attend Commonwealth Day events scheduled for Monday in Westminster Abbey. She is sending Prince Charles, Prince of Wales, in her place. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.